One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Five o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. Lots happening on the show today. Despite the fact that it is reading week here at UBC, things are a little quieter. Maybe people are actually reading? Nah. We're going to talk about that and a whole bunch of other stuff, including lots of news relevant to UBC musically right after we hear from these guys. They played the Discorder February launch party a couple weeks ago. And they're in this month's issue. It's Did You Die on Discorder Radio. The track, Nail Polish, from their brand new EP, which was just released last week, All That Is Now. Did You Die, Discorder Radio, CITR. We are back. Discorder Radio, CITR 1019, Did You Die?, who's featured in this month's copy of Discorder Magazine and also played the February launch party a couple weeks ago at the Lido. Did You Die? Just released a brand new EP last week. The official name of the EP is All That Is Now. It's a collection of five songs, two of which are originals. That was one of them, Nail Polish. The other one is the title track, All That Is Now. And they've got three covers, three really interesting covers on there as well. They're covering Matthew Sweet, they're covering Eric's Trip, and they're covering Kate Bush. Definitely check it out. Great little EP there from Did You Die? Who you can also read about this month in Discorder Magazine on page 44. Okay, it is Tuesday. It's after 5. It's Discorder Radio. We're doing it here. It's yours truly, Wade, along with DJ CJ, Matt Muse. Liz Holiday is on holiday because, of course, it is reading week. She's checking out the craft beer scene in Portland.
Yes, she is.
That's what I did last year.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's okay. And this is a man that needs no introduction, but we're going to give him an introduction anyways. The sponsorship coordinator, News 101 producer, arts report director, and beatboxer extraordinaire.
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, Fund Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, Fund Drive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. All my sins are bound to me, I was told.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Celebrity Deaths from Rec Center. Rec Center, also known as Alex Hudson, who just happened to be the same guy that wrote the cover story this week in Exclaim, which was featuring Dan Magan, who we heard before Rec Center. There you go. A little And also rec center, Alex Hudson, also a UBC alum and English major. So there you go. It's a bit of a
fundamental interconnectedness of all things.
Yes. And even though it's reading week, we're not taking a break from UBC related content this week. That's for sure. And some more UBC stuff to touch on momentarily, but we wanted to talk about this now for a couple of reasons. One is that the song we just played was called Celebrity Deaths. I thought it was a great segue. You know, I love a good segue into basically celebrity births of a couple of local gals. Well, neo-local. They're originally from your hometown of Calgary.
They
Matt.
Sure are, yeah.
Their official names are the Quinn sisters. But you may know them more as...
Tegan and Sarah. That's right. One of my favorite bands.
Yes. Tegan and Sarah. Wow. Skyrocketing in terms of like their star is just on the rise.
It's true. They made that pop album and it gets all kinds of airplay and they're huge. They were big before, right? Like they still were known internationally, even from like... I think like So Jealous was probably when they really broke through in like 2004. That was like Walking with a Ghost.
Right.
That would have been their big like breakout. But like really they've taken it to the next level with that album Heartthrob, which came out like 2 years ago now, I guess. It was like 2012.
2012. The first time I
maybe
heard...
it was early 2013, I think, actually. It was like January or something.
Looks like it was released. It was released 3 years ago this week.
Oh, okay.
February 20th, 2012.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long.
There you go.
There we go.
First time I heard of Tegan and Sarah was actually watching the 2000 film. What's it called? John Cusack. High Fidelity.
High Fidelity, yeah.
And I think, was it 2000 or maybe 99? It came out around there.
That's 2000, yeah.
And when they, of course, John Cusack works in his music in a record
store. Yeah.
And like his clerk, his like very like effeminate, introverted, quiet clerk buddy was like, have you heard the new Tegan and Sarah? And I was like, wow, how did Tegan and Sarah somehow manage to like pierce like the mainstream consciousness of American like Hollywood, even though it was, you know, they're going for like a record store.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because he would have been talking about their second album. If he's talking about the new Tegan and Sarah, yeah, that would have been their like, and even in Canada, no one knew who they were at that point.
That was so obscure. That was crazy.
That second album, by the way, is produced by Hoxley Workman.
Hey, yeah. There you go. Of Mountie's fame, of many fames, actually, in Canada. Maybe we'll even get a station ID from Mountie's later on in the show if you're lucky. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, CJ. Anyways, Tegan and Sarah, it's a big week for them. Why is that, Matt?
Well, the reason is there's a particularly big Hollywood event happening this weekend. You may already be making plans to watch it. It's the Oscars, the Academy Awards, annual big movie awards that happen every year, as I'm sure you're aware. But this year... there's a song from the Lego Movie called Everything is Awesome. It's performed by Tegan and Sarah and also The Lonely Island. It's up for Best Original Song this year. And of course, as you may know, if you've watched the Oscars in the past, they have every song that's nominated for Original Song gets performed on stage over the course of the evening.
Right.
So Tegan and Sarah will actually be playing at the Oscars with The Lonely Island on Sunday night.
Amazing. And they may actually bring home a couple Oscars.
That's true.
Crazy.
Yeah, they might.
Crazy.
They might do it.
Wow.
I mean, we'll see, but because they've got some pretty stiff competition. And it is kind of a silly song, whereas the other ones are all kind of more like quote-unquote serious.
Right.
So I can't necessarily see like a comedy song winning from like a movie. But that said, I know a lot of critics were saying that the Lego Movie really did get snubbed for not even being nominated for like... So maybe that'll be their concession. I guess we'll see. So it could actually be a contest. We'll see.
Speaking of silly songs, we're going to follow up Everything is Awesome with a NoFX track, which is an ode to Tegan and Sarah. And for those real hardcore music and cultural geeks out there, if you can somehow find the reference to what is Carnival, which is happening today, basically in New Orleans and in many parts of the Latin American world, give us a call here at 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. UBC, CITR, and tell us the connection. It's very obscure, but if you can get it, you win the Music Geek of the Week. Anyways,
I wouldn't say it's obscure so much as free associative.
Oh, fair enough.
But, you know.
Fair enough. But you'll impress the socks off of three of us if you can get it. Anyways, this is Everything is Awesome by Tegan and Sarah, followed by NoFX with their funny ode to, Sarah and Tegan. Here we go. Everything is Awesome. Discord Radio, CITR.
more free time for my awesome community.
I feel more awesome than an awesome possum. Dip my body in chocolate frosting. 3 years later, I shot the frosting. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome.
Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Awesome to win, and it's awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to lose. Awesome to
at some point and either introduced themselves or gave us phone numbers, and then we're like, we're lesbians, and they're like, oh, kind of disappointing, but that's okay, we can still hang out.
I was backstage at a festival in Germany, talking to a cute fair-skinned brunette. I asked her if she wanted to have a beer and if she liked our set. I noticed that her hair was longer in the back. I figured that's because she's Canadian. That's why I was surprised when she told me she was fully lesbian. That's when I realized it was Sarah. Or maybe it was Tegan. I'm pretty sure that it was Sarah. Cause Johnny Sampson said she was a cooler one. I told her I was a big fan of her band. She asked me if I had a favorite song. I admitted that I never actually heard them, but I like Katie Lang. I told her this Juno knows about the Junos and how they got robbed 3 times in a row. And then I asked her if she knew of anyone who was selling pills or blow. That's when I creeped out Sarah. Or maybe I just pissed her off when I asked her if her sister had ever had a threesome where they both ganged up on one girl. A 4G or a 5-some? Do they think strap-ons are groovy? And have they ever seen the movie Bounded? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? Did they like Jennifer Tilly? That's a problem with diazepam. So many things I don't remember, but I got a sinking feeling. It's not that I'm a flare-up, buoyant, but I think I creeped out Sarah. I was creeping out on Sarah. I hope it wasn't Tegan, cause Kiva said she is the cooler one.
Hi, I'm Hawksley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio.
Vancouver.
And this is Mounties.
And this is Mounties.
But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. As promised, Hoxley Workman gets his voice on the radio today as part of the Mounties station ID. And prior to that, we heard NoFX. And prior to that, we heard Tegan and Sarah. NoFX, of course, was referencing Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah, that's a silly little tune called Creeping Out Sarah. It's on, actually, I'm not sure. I think it's still their most recent LP, but maybe not. It's called, the CD version is called Coaster. And it's got a picture of a CD with like a drink on it. And the CD version has that track, Creeping Out Sarah. And then there's the vinyl version is called Frisbee. And the cover is their guitarist, Eric Melvin, flinging a record like a Frisbee. And on the vinyl version, there's a different version of that song called Creeping Out Tegan. And it's like the arrangement's the same, except the lyrics are slightly different in a few places. And like, you know, Sarah's and Tegan's names are switched around. A couple other lines are different. So it's, yeah, I really enjoy that song.
Nice.
There's all kinds of... Like, not only, I like it because if you noticed, we were sort of giggling in the studio. There's all kinds of references, not only to Tegan and Sarah, but just kind of Canadian references in general. Like, he talks about the Junos. And
yeah.
It's good.
And a funny little video if you get a chance to check it out there on YouTube. And did anybody guess the Mardi Gras Carnival reference? I mean, it's very, very obscure.
Think about what Mardi Gras means, where the word comes from, what language it originates in, and what the literal translation is.
Well, Matt, maybe I'll let you handle this one, considering you have the most Acadian roots of the three of us.
Right, yes.
more so than CJ, at least.
Naturally.
Well, briefly, so Mardi Gras is, of course, the start of Lent. That's what it marks, the Christian... tradition where Jesus was in the desert for 40 days, 40 nights, blah, blah, blah. So as what you're supposed to do as a Christian for that is you're not supposed to eat any fatty foods and meat. So traditionally on Shrove Tuesday, as you've probably heard it called in English, you're supposed to eat all your fat. So in like Western Canada, like I don't know, me growing up, it was always on Shrove Tuesday, pancakes for dinner, right? It's also called Pancake Tuesday in a lot of places. Like in the UK, usually it's Pancake Tuesday. But of course... In French-speaking parts of the world, it's Mardi Gras, which is Mardi, right? Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Right.
So, of course, there's all this French connection down in New Orleans and stuff because when the Acadians were kicked out of New France, which was, of course, modern-day Nova Scotia, which is where my paternal grandfather... Like, you go back, I'm, like, super old on that side of the... Anyway, they kicked a bunch of the Acadians out, and the ones who didn't stay in Nova Scotia... went down to New Orleans, which is, of course, Orléans, right? Orleans. And there's, Louisiana, named for King Louis. And Cajun is actually a corrupted form of Acadian. So there's your Canadian connection to Mardi Gras that we tried to work in. And, of course, the reason why we went to NoFX is the lead singer of NoFX and bass player, his stage name is, of course, Fat Mike. Fat Tuesday, Fat Mike, that was the connection. There
you go. That's what I was hoping you'd tell us, is just the Fat Mike, Fat Tuesday connection. But in the meantime, we had a great little listen.
Yeah, about there's the your Canadian history moment.
We do appreciate it. He doesn't just know the music news, he knows all the news, Mr. Matt Muse. Okay, we're going to continue with some music here. This is an event happening this Thursday at the Pit Pub. It's called the Snow Bus Pit Pub Experience. It's been happening for the last, three successive Thursdays. The first one was a couple weeks ago where Still Creek Murder played the night before their big shindig victory. And so this Thursday at the Pit Pub, we have four bands lined up: Compass, Chelsea's Tale, Liars and Lions, and Shotgun for Altamont. It all gets underway at 7:00. No cover, swag giveaways, snow films, Kokanee on tap, and you can win a trip to Whistler on the Kokanee Freeride Mountain Tour. So it's all happening this Thursday night at the Pit Pub. So we're going to play one of the bands right now, Shotgun for Altamont. This track is called Chaos. And if you get a chance to come check it out at the Pit Pub this Thursday, if you decided to stick around for Reading Week, this would be the thing to do on Thursday night. Discord Radio, Shotgun for Altamont. You're backfiring once again in my head. Yeah.
which way to go.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
A lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. There you go. Shotgun for Altamont. They are playing as part of the Snowbus Pit Pub series Thursday night. If you are kicking around campus, go check it out. Shotgun for Altamont is Adam Janis, Dave Steele, Spencer Dodd, and Jack Faraday. They'll be playing along with Chelsea's Tale, Liars and Lions, and Compass at the Pit Pub. It all gets underway 7 o'clock on Thursday night, the Snowbus music series. And of course, you can win a trip to Whistler on the Snowbus. Good times to be had. Other things that are happening in and around campus. It's reading week, but this has been one of our most UBC-focused shows yet.
And yet the campus is mostly empty.
Yeah, it's really... Maybe we needed like some space to like clear our thoughts and focus on, you know, things that are happening locally. After the students leave, we get to reflect on things that are happening. Anyways, something else that's happening at the Pit Pub the next night, actually. I stand corrected. It's 1 week, one week and 1 day later. On Friday, February 26th, it is the launch of the CITR Fun Drive. We do it every year. We've been doing it for the last 30-some-odd years $40,000 is our goal this year. We're going digital. And to kick off this very exciting time at CITR, we're having a fun drive kickoff party. Not only do we do the fun drive finale, but we're doing a kickoff party now. We're stepping up a notch. And the kickoff party is going to be on Friday the 26th, $5 at the Pit Pub with a few bands. It's also going to be a listening party, but we're going to, the headliner is Ace Martins. And we're going to play some of them right about now. Ace Martins, this track is incredible. If you want to see an incredible show, an incredible listening party, come check it out on Friday the 26th at the Pit Pub. This is Ace Martins on Discord Radio on CITR. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Ace Martins, incredible, once again, playing the Pit Pub February 26th as part of the Fun Drive kickoff party. Fun Drive all starts next Friday, the 26th. It goes for 10 days until March the 6th. It is our Let's Get Digital version of Fun Drive. We're hoping to raise $40,000. You're going to be hearing lots about Fun Drive over the next three-ish weeks in CITR, but especially during the 10 days of Fun Drive. We need your support to stay on the air. It's been pretty incredible to watch the progression of CITR since the first one on the air in 1982. And, you know, the funds helped to get an FM license in 82, helped make Discorder magazine happen in 83, a website in 98, podcasting by 06, and now we're going digital in 2015 with lots more exciting things to happen in the future here at CITR.
And of course, all kinds of great Fun Drive programming during the actual Fun Drive itself.
Yes.
All kinds of shows do special Fun Drive episodes and they're always cool.
Yeah. So. Hopefully we get a chance to man the phones a little bit like we did a couple years ago.
That is true. And hopefully somebody wins a helicopter ride to Victoria.
That would be very cool. Yeah. Speaking of winning prizes, we want to tickle and tease a little something that's going to be happening next week here in the show.
Yeah, so we got a cool little package in the mail from a well-known Canadian sort of punky, sort of indie rock kind of band that we've played on the show a bunch. You know, they're pretty big. We didn't quite get an interview when they're in town, but this was what they sent to apologize, and we're gonna give away a copy of their record and some other stuff on the show next week. So if you tune in, you just might win yourself an extremely good record.
There you go. Speaking of other great rock and Canadian bands, actually, here's another clue. Same region that this band, the band that Matt was talking about, is from the same region as these guys are from. They're actually from Hamilton, Ontario. The band you're talking about is within about a 90-kilometer radius. I see, Dano, you're a big fan of these guys. We saw them at Rifflandia a couple years ago. They're playing the Commodore. It's sold out. Really proud of these guys. They've come a long way in the last couple years. The Arkells, this track is Leather Jacket on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Like a pair of handcuffs, no one seemed affected, that everyone is fucked. But there was a softness, some kind of understanding. Those 2 a.m. decisions, always shaking landings. And no one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the card that she was handed. You call me up from a payphone. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. From work, complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off the stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover. Some man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years, but I've been running for cover, trying to sleep so I can visit my mother. I said, hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on a
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Arkells from Hamilton, Ontario, Leather Jacket. They are playing the Commodore this Friday night. The show is just about done. It's been kind of our reading week theme. So we're going to continue to big up some UBC stories right now. Well, CITR, UBC. Matt?
Thunderbird Radio.
Well, it's all interconnected under the UBC umbrella.
That's true. Well, yeah, just another, if you're looking for something to do, well, I guess the, Monday, the 23rd, down at the Biltmore, there is a semi-regular event, Punk Rock Trivia. And, of course, the show that happens after us is a great punk rock show that you should check out. It's called Flex Your Head, hosted by Mike. But there's another great punk rock show that I really like listening to on CITR. It's on Thursdays. It's called Rock from Russia, and it's hosted by CITR's Russian Tim.
Duh.
Yeah. And he hosts this punk rock trivia night at Biltmore. It's cheap. It's $5. Show off your punk rock knowledge and hang out at Biltmore and Russian Tim.
And go say Strazvuce to Russian Tim.
Yeah, and listen to his show. What is it? It's, 10 o'clock on Thursdays.
And tell him that his show is Atlichna. I'm practicing all my Russianisms I picked up last year in Sochi. Anyways, there you go. Russian Tim, that'll be a great one. Thanks again to everybody who's part of today's show. Rojo for coming in and talk to us about Last Band Standing. DJ CJ, of course. Man and all the buttons, as we mentioned before. Mike's coming up next with Flex Your Head. Matt Muse with all the music news. And this is yours truly, Jordan Wade, signing off for Discorder Radio. By the way, we're going to end it with in conjunction with our UBC theme of school being out, we're going to ode to school right now. An ode to an album that is 30 years old this week. The landmark, maybe the most, the landmark album from the Smiths, Morrissey, Johnny Marr, Andy Rourke, Mike Joyce, a very influential band, 30 years ago this week released Meat is Murder. This is the Headmaster Ritual. Close it out today at Discord Radio on CITR. See you next Tuesday.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request.